tonight we're going to do a devotional on the local body. And what I mean by that, of course, is the group that gathers together in the local congregation. And of course, we want to make some distinction between that group versus what we would call the universal church or the universal body. But the biggest difference that we need to understand is that there really are no differences. If you are a member of this body, then you are a member of the universal body. And the only thing that separates you from this physical body is death. But it doesn't separate you from the universal body. So we need to look and be reminded about what that local body is and some of the things that we can do together. The first thing we're going to look at is Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. So the local body is being and doing together. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together, had all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
Shall we sing? To Christ be loyal and be true, His banner be unfurled, and borne aloft till it secure the conquest of the world. To Christ the Lord be true, for He will go.
Again, at vanity under the sun, there was a certain man without dependent, having neither a son nor a brother, yet there was no end to all his labor. Indeed, his eyes were not satisfied with riches, and never asked, and for whom I am laboring and deriving myself of pleasure. This too is vanity, and it is a grievous task. Two are better than one, because they have good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm, but how can one be warm alone? And if one can empower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord in three strands is not quickly torn apart.
Shall we pray? Our dear righteous Heavenly Father, we come once again to you to concentrate our souls and our love for you into one great sounding voice. And hopefully tonight when we praise your name and speak of those things as one body, it is a sweet, sweet smell to yourself. We pray with you, God, for the members of tonight who cannot make it. Let the love that we have for each other here today in the building resound throughout the week to uplift not only members of your body, but to also encourage other people to come to serve you, Father. For we know, Father, as we learn today, that it is only by you that we can stand apart and through the world and come out of that boat and walk upon water as long as our eyes are on you. Please, Father, go with us now. Forgive of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Stormy Banks.
Yeah. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being in the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interest of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Psalm 63.
No, Domus Omni.
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ Jesus have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female. For you all are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise.
James tells us, not that James, but tells us that if we are sad, we are to go to our Father in prayer. But if we're happy, we're to sing. This is a happy song. So we are going to sing. Pretty good.
Do. No. Do mi sol, do sol.
Ready?
Jesus, my heavenly King, thus may I know. Praises to him I sing, onward and go. Closely to him I cling, blessings still flow. I love my Savior too. Yes, of my Savior, he loves me too. I seek his favor than everything I do. Walking with him each day,
Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself: Simon, Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said unto them, I am going fishing. They said to him, We are going with you also. They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet his disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, Children, have you any food? They said to him, No. And he said to them, Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and they were not able to draw it because of the multitude of fish. John 21:1-6.
I don't know if it was mentioned yet, but we have mentioned that we are doing live streaming now, but I don't know if it was mentioned how many we had earlier today in our earlier service. We had 9 computers logged in to watch our stream this morning, which means we had at least 9 and maybe double that if we had couples, families joining us. So to our live stream family, we are so glad to have you with us. We know that we have some tonight with us. So. It's encouraging to know they're tuning in with us, and they're encouraged to know that we are bringing it to them. Okay, we're going to sing number 705, A Common Love. Common love that we share with our brethren here, and our brethren around the world, and our brethren who are away from us at home right now watching. To sing.
A common love for each other, a common gift to the Savior, a common bond holding us to the Lord, a common say when we're weary, common joy. Amen.
guys can too? Oh, you didn't set it up? Okay, we'll just pass. That's all right. I was watching the book, not what was going on over here. Okay, all right. Who's the scripture reading next?
Mark 6, 7 through 13. And he summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he instructed them that they should not take anything for their journey except a mere staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belt, but to wear sandals. And he added, do not put on two tunics. And he said to them, wherever you enter in a house, stay there until you leave town. Any place that does not receive you or listen to you, as you go out from there, shake the dust off the soles of your feet for a testimony against them. They went out and preached that men should repent, and they were casting out many demons and were anointing with oil many sick people and healing.
In my attempt to keep the number of slides down, sometimes the text got a little small, so my apologies to that. I keep being warned. He keeps telling me, so. Okay, so the next song I have up here is song number 989, and I was informed that some people might not know this song, so we're going to learn a new song tonight, soon and very soon. We used to sing this song a lot when I was a kid, so looking forward to it. It's a very simple song. I'm not going to sing all the extra parts going back and forth, but if you can read a little bit of music, you'll be able to figure it out. All right? Shall we sing?
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
This verse reminds me of what Oren was talking about on Wednesday night, how we tend to think very highly of ourselves. For through the grace given unto me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each his measure of faith. For just as we have many members of one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace that is given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving, or he who teaches, in his teaching. Or he who exhorts in his exhortation, or he who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Romans 12, 3 through 13.
Shall we sing?
Seeking the lost, yes, kindly entreating, wanderers on the mountain astray, come unto me, his message repeating, words of the Master speaking today.
Going afar, on the mountain,
bringing the
seeking the lost and pointing to Jesus, souls that are weak and hearts that are sore, leading them forth in ways of salvation, showing the path to life evermore.
Going afar, upon the mountain,
bringing the wander back again,
into the fold
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb for sinners slain,
Thus I would go on missions of mercy, following Christ from day unto day, cheering the faint and raising the fallen, pointing the lost to Jesus the way.
Going afar,
on the mountain,
bringing the
water back again,
into the fold
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb for sinners
slain,
The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow unto it. Many people shall come and say, come and let us go up on the, let us go to the mountain of the Lord. The house of the God of Jacob will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. shall we sing? Come, let us all unite to sing God is love. Let heaven and earth their praises spring. God is love. Let every soil found sin away. Each in his heart sweet music make. And send to us for Jesus' sake. For God is love. God is, God is love. God is, God is love. Come, let us all unite to sing.
Is love. Colossians 3, 12 and 14. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Colossians 3, 12 through 14.
If you'd like to put your finger in your book right there and then mark your song list with your marker at number 738 for the invitation song. 738 is the invitation song. And then we'll go back to number 18, I believe it is. Yeah, faithful love. Faithful love flowing down from the thorn, covered crown, makes me whole, saves my soul, washes whiter than snow. Faithful love calms each fear, reaches down, dries each tear, holds my hand when I can't stand on my own.
Real quick, a very quick summation of what we've done and what we've tried to look at. Excellent job in putting together the devotional. The local body, that's you and I. That's the called out Christians in this area. We are to be and do together. We are to be a team, working together for a common goal. That goal is manifold. Two of the primary are to help each other and to help the world. To get out there and to preach and to teach the love of God through Jesus Christ. We are to be like-minded. Brethren, I'd love to stand up here and tell you that that means we're to agree on every opinion that there is. That's not what that means. We're going to have differences of opinion. But we are to be like-minded in terms of purpose, in terms of goal, and understanding that even though we may have a difference of opinion, we are still all working together to get to heaven. You've heard me say this before, and I'll continue to say it. If you and I can't sit down and discuss an issue on which there are many opinions, and do so without going to blows, the problem isn't the opinions or the issue. The problem is here. We are to be in unity. Unity of love, unity of spirit. We are to have a common goal. Get to heaven. We are to do difficult things. Sometimes we have to do difficult things. Sometimes we have to discipline one another. Sometimes we have to be able to go to one another in love and compassion and say, can we sit and talk about this? I think maybe you've got a wrong idea. Or maybe I do. Let's sit and look at what the scriptures teach us. We're to be caring. We are to show our love and compassion and kindness one for another. And that's each and every one of us. We're to grow. We're to grow in spirit. We're to grow in knowledge, wisdom, understanding. And brethren, we're to try to grow in number. That's our goal. We are to be in love. Do we love one another? How do we treat one another? If you can't forgive me for a faux pas, because I say something wrong, I do something wrong, I stick my size 11 boot into my mouth, if you can't forgive me, how can we expect God to forgive me? Turn over to Ephesians chapter 4. When I looked at this, this is what came to my mind. Beginning in verse 1, Paul writing says, therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. We'll stop. What does it mean to walk in a manner worthy of our calling? First off, how, where, who are we called by? God is calling us. Christ is calling us. He's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. My burden is easy and my load is light. Because he's helping carry us. You know what a yoke is? A yoke was for a pair of oxen or horses or whatever you had pulling your wagon or your plow. And it was a wooden framework. And it went over the neck, and then it had pieces that came up underneath, and it tied that team together. So that where one went, the other one. You ever watch the old Western movies? Oh, I'm wearing my gunslinger outfit today, just so you know. Okay? Watch the old Western movies when they're driving the stagecoach, and the coach gets away, and the guy has to jump down in between the horses. That wood tongue that stuck out that had cross pieces, that's the yoke. Ties the animals together so that one doesn't go that way and one goes that way. Brethren, we're taking the yoke of Christ upon us. We are choosing to tie ourselves together with the Lord. And in so doing, we are choosing to tie ourselves together with each other. Because we are all children of God. Like heirs with Christ. Walk in a manner worthy. What does that mean? I know it's God that's calling me through Christ. How do I walk in a manner that is worthy? Well, if we're going to be yoked with Christ, it just kind of seems to make some common sense to say, well, I need to walk like he walked. How did Christ walk? We're not going to be perfect. I hate to break that news, but we're not going to be. As much as we might try, and we should all be trying, we're just not going to be. But in all things, we talked this morning in class, Jesus went up on the mountain and he prayed. The night before he was betrayed, or the night on which he was betrayed, he went to the garden and prayed. And we see this pattern with our Lord and Savior. He was in constant communion with his Father. He did what God commanded. He was blameless. Do you understand what that means? Jesus lived under the old law, a law which we are told could not be kept. Jesus kept it. If keeping the law perfect means that you could be saved, Jesus was saved under that old law because he never, ever, not once, violated it. He was blameless before God. That means he kept that law perfectly. If we're yoked with him, we need to make that same effort. We need to be in constant communion with our Lord and Savior. And we need to be pulling with him in the same direction, making our effort to do what we're supposed to do. With all humility and gentleness, our attitude of how we're supposed to be as we make this walk. With patience, showing tolerance for one. You know what that means? Showing tolerance for one another in love. Do you give your brothers and sisters the benefit of the doubt? When someone says or does something and you go, ew, and we do it. We're all okay. We all do that. Do we give them the benefit of the doubt? No. We tend to jump on them with knives and start going, ah. Instead of saying, you know, maybe I misunderstood it. Maybe what I heard wasn't really what was intended. That's what that means. Showing tolerance to one another with love. Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Why? God, through Paul, tells us. Here's why. There's one body, one Spirit, as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. Brethren, there's only one. James pointed out, there is what we call the universal body that is not separate from us, nor are we separate from it. You and I are part of that universal body. When we come to God through Jesus Christ in faithful obedience, obeying the word, obeying that we are supposed to be baptized for the remission of our sins, obeying that we are to continue in the fellowship with one another, the apostles, teaching in the breaking, partaking of the Lord's Supper, the breaking of bread. When that happens, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, adds us to his church. That's the church universal. That's the one body that's under discussion. Question becomes, what do I want to do? As I look out, except for the youngsters, I have knowledge that everybody here is a member of the church. Everybody here has made the commitment to follow God and to be faithful and obedient, to hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized. But God also tells us that if somewhere along the way we've been pulled astray, then we're to come back to him, confess our sins to him, and he will be faithful and righteous to forgive us of those sins. 1 John 1:9. That's God's call. Are you subject to it? If so, won't you come and together we stand and sing?
In the name of Jesus, live.